Australia has one of the highest rates of scams in the world, or for that matter, being scammed. But the Commonwealth Bank is planning on doing something about that. And joining us to have a chat is the General Manager of Group Fraud Management Services at the CBA, James Roberts. James, how are we doing?
I'm great, thanks, Andrew, and thanks for having me on the show. Huh?
James, according to the press release, it says that Aussies are losing somewhere like $323 million, or did in 2021. Why do I get the feeling that that figure might actually be a bit lowball?
Yeah, that's correct. So yesterday, the ACCC released a report which showed that it's estimating the total losses to Australians at over $2 billion per year.
That's incredible. So somebody is being able to access our bank accounts somewhere in the world, and altogether they've managed to profit $2 billion.
So really these scammers are convincing people to often make transactions by tricking them into paying away their own money to, for example, investment scams, which was the 701 million out of the 2 billion figure that the ACCC reported on.
Goodness me. So this is like the old Nigerian scams, where people send you an email and say, hey, I've got this fantastic offer that you just cannot pass up, but keep it to yourself because I'm, you know, because I like you and I've given it to you only.
Yeah, so they've evolved a little bit, and in fairness, so customers that have fallen victim to this are being tricked in a more devious way. So they're often pretending to be from endorsed investments from celebrities, or you've seen adverts on the internet or maybe on a social media platform showing what great returns, and especially within cryptocurrency, that's a focus for them too.
So, James, what's the Commonwealth Bank doing about it?
Well, unsurprisingly, the banks have a significant role to play here, and we need to step up and raise our game. And this is our release to the media yesterday is the first of a raft of improvements that we're making. The big one that we've landed in June is we've implemented a thing called behavioral security on our internet banking platform. What this does is it uses artificial intelligence to profile what devices our real customers use and how they use them. So as soon as we see differences in behavior of how they type, how they click and navigate with their mouse, we can alert on it to get ahead of these scams and actually stop them. So it's fantastic for stopping remote access scams, as an example.
It certainly would be. And what about things like, for instance, my wife would never invest in cryptocurrency in her life under any circumstances, but if all of a sudden they saw a transaction where she was doing that, would that come up? Would that raise a red flag, perhaps?
So one of the difficulties that we experience, being transparent, is that a lot of people are getting into cryptocurrency who never were into cryptocurrency before.
Oh.
And only 0.08% of transactions going to onshore cryptocurrency exchanges are actually fraudulent. So there's a lot of people just speculating genuinely in cryptocurrency, but there is still a thin wedge of people using it for scam purposes.
Yeah, well, look, even 0.08% out of $2 billion, that's a bit.
It is, and it's something that we need to focus on. And I think a key point for us is the banks need to lift their game. We need to stop more of the transactions that are going out. The telcos need to stop more of these dodgy SMSs and calls coming in. Digital platforms, social media platforms need to stop hosting adverts that trick customers into falling with it. And maybe on the customer side, we've got to increase our skepticism of things that are out there in the wild.
Yeah, well, actually, you make a good point. It really is a combined effort, but we as users, we need to educate ourselves, don't we?
Yes, and even in that regard, yet again, the banks, including CBA, need to step up. One of our announcements from yesterday is that in August, we'll be releasing personalized in-app scam awareness videos, because the reality is prevention is better than the cure. It's better that someone doesn't fall for it at all than no one has to detect it and manage it. So that's going out in August.
Yeah, well, look, for my benefit, I would more than happily allow my bank to give me a call and say, are you sure that you made this transaction? Because I'd prefer to, you know, to take 10 seconds to confirm that than to actually go through having to try and get that money back, which must be harder than anything else in the world.
It is. And when I do speak directly to customers, and the absolute emotional damage and lack of confidence in people's ability post being scammed is, it's really saddening, to be honest.
It really is. Well, I'm pleased to hear that the Commonwealth Bank is on the forefront of doing something about it. James Roberts, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Much appreciated, mate.